News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The BAFTA TV Awards took place at London's Royal Festival last night. We're joined by Serena Bellissimo, broadcaster and entertainment journalist. Serena, who were the big winners?
Well, unfortunately, it wasn't the Irish. We went in with such a great chance. Jonathan Nicola Coughlan was actually up for two awards. We had Graham Norton, Lola Pettigrew. But in saying that, they were in really tough categories. And I think one of the most popular wins of the night was Ruth Jones, who plays Nessa in Gavin and Stacey. And I think hers, she won for best performance, female performance in a comedy. And I think she was the most popular of the night.
Okay. Mr. Bates versus the Post Office and Baby Reindeer both went into the night with a lot of nominations. How did they get on?
They won, Mr. Bates versus the Post Office won two, but can we talk about Baby Reindeer for a sec? The only winner on the night was Jessica Gunning, and that topped off an incredible year for her because she won the BAFTA. She played the female lead character. This year she's won the BAFTA, the Emmys, the SAG, the Golden Globes, the Critics' Choice Award, and the Independent Spirit Awards. So she's had an amazing year. Can we talk about the host for a sec? Because Alan Cumming, can he just host everything, please? He was incredible. Three costume changes, very pacey, kept everything moving, great interaction with the hosts, with the presenters. My favourite interaction of the night was with our own Siobhan McSweeney. There was a lot of talk about The Traitors because Claudia Winkleman was up for three awards for that show, didn't walk away with any. Obviously, Alan hosts the US version and Siobhan is going to host the Irish version, and there was a great interaction between the two of them, him giving her some tips on how to host The Traitors.
Okay. Any surprises on the night?
Not really. It was a quiet night. I lie. My big surprise of the night was, did you ever think you'd say Ryland Clark, BAFTA winner? He actually walked away with BAFTA for entertainment program with Rob, the judge. They do a tour of, and it was a tour of Venice, and they actually won for that. So I think he was shocked as well. I loved his speech on the night. He turned around and went, BBC, now that I've won a BAFTA, can we up the wardrobe budget? So it was a fun night. The reason why I love watching the BAFTAs, if you're looking to watch a very streamlined awards ceremony, watch the BAFTAs because they're pre-recorded, so you're not watching them live. They're really heavily edited and they're over in 2 hours.
Yeah, sounds good. Listen, thanks for that update. Serena Bellissimo there, broadcaster and entertainment journalist.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.